May 2. The universal dominion of law. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Psalm 24, 1 and 2. Upon all created things is seen the impress of the deity. Nature testifies of God. The susceptible mind, brought in contact with the miracle and mystery of the universe, cannot but recognize the working of infinite power. Not by its own inherent energy does the earth produce its bounties and year by year continuous motion around the sun. An unseen hand guides the planets in their circuit of the heavens. A mysterious life pervades all nature, a life that sustains the unnumbered worlds throughout immensity, that lives in the insect atom which floats in the summer breeze, that wings the flight of the swallow and feeds the young ravens which cry, that brings the bud to blossom and the flower to fruit. The same power that upholds nature is working also in man. The same great laws that guide alike the star and the atom control human life. The laws that govern the heart's action, regulating the flow of the current of life to the body, are the laws of the mighty intelligence that has the jurisdiction of the soul. From him all life proceeds. Only in harmony with him can be found his true sphere of action. For all the objects of his creation, the condition is the same, a life sustained by receiving the life of God, a life exercised in harmony with the Creator's will. To transgress his law, physical, mental, or moral, is to place oneself out of harmony with the universe, to introduce discord, anarchy, ruin. To him who learns thus to interpret its teachings, all nature becomes illuminated. The world is a lesson book, life a school. The unity of man with nature and God, the universal dominion of law, the results of transgression cannot fail of impressing the mind and molding the character. So far as possible, let the child from his earliest years be placed where this wonderful lesson book will be opened before him. Let him behold the glorious scene painted by the great master artist upon the shifting canvas of the heavens. Let him watch the unfolding mysteries of the changing seasons, and in all his works learn of the Creator. In no other way can the foundation of a true education be so firmly and surely laid. Yet even the child, as he comes in contact with nature, will see cause for perplexity. He cannot but recognize the working of antagonistic forces. It is here that nature needs an interpreter. Looking upon the evil manifest even in the natural world, all have the same sorrowful lesson to learn. An enemy hath done this. Only in the light that shines from Calvary can nature's teaching be read aright. Education, pages 99 to 101.